Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We had a 11 o'clock start time, a meeting to receive the clerk's quarterly report. Yeah, filters went on. We were touring our construction across the street, and it was very good. And so our apologies that we are late. We had the best intentions to not make that go that long, but it's 11:25. So let's get started. So I'll hand it over to controller or the clerk, whoever wants to go. All I'm sure is Sarah's probably not going to lead.
Stand by. Yeah, good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. I let Kyle kind of take the wheel on this, but I did review the reports and the narrative. I think it's important to keep several things in context, which he points out that we're still processing claims through the first Monday in November. So we're meeting the statutory obligation to have a quarterly report by the end of this month that covers the last quarter, with the caveat that there's still some stuff pending that's not going to be kept. I think Kyle does a good job trying to call that out. So anyhow.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Not exactly that this morning. So as Rick discussed, the big point with this is that, you know, the budget is open till Monday next week. And because of that, there's still things kind of working their way through or will be coming through. I know one big thing that I kind of go over is that we're still expecting some additional revenues and or operating transfers into the general operating funds of the county. And that right now is looking at, you know, going to be anywhere between $6.5 to $9 million. So that'll increase that overall revenue line by at least that around that amount that's coming through. So that'll be a benefit to us. Like I said, that includes the sales tax distro, some operating transfers, and other items related to some receivables that are working their way through.
Right.
With that, obviously the, you know, opposite effect of that, there are still expenses with that, but we have a better idea more on the revenue side of things than the expense side of things. So, but I can't imagine the expenses will, you know, be remotely close in matching those additional revenues that come through from that standpoint with that. And then just overall with that, the the funds are looking now, if you were to look at this report, you know, the county, we're sitting at an $8.1 million deficit of expenses over revenues, how it sits now in this unaudited report. But as I said, there's a lot more revenue that's coming in as well as expenses. But I can imagine that that deficit will shrink from the operating side of things from that standpoint. So just something to keep in mind when you look at it is that from the expense standpoint for operating funds, we are looking at a 91% overall utilization just from the operating side. Obviously, it does include ARPA, the special taxing districts, and those things. So that might go up a little bit. Maybe it'll be at 92%. I think Sarah and I were kind of thinking that the overall utilization might be at 92 for the operating fund side of things. But like I said, our revenues will come in and make that look a lot better in the end. So a few things additionally just to call out is that I think we have been mentioning just coming down the road because we did have that health trust infusion. We knew that there were going to be a few of the either fully staffed or smaller departments or divisions that would probably have an overage in their A budgets. And as of this standpoint, I just want to point out that the commissioners, the recorder, the county assistants, and justice all currently have A budgets that are over what was budgeted with that. For the most part, in looking at those, I believe there either should be additional revenues that we can claim or maybe some savings in B budget to cover those overages at this standpoint, obviously pending on those. There's a lot more expenses that randomly come in, but so those are looking to be, I believe, okay at this standpoint. And then one of the kind of anomalies that is, as we discussed, is the SALSA. It's over, but because there is a running fund balance with that specific thing, that fund balance will just be there to take care of that program. So just because there was the, I believe we talked about the COLA, and that just wasn't taken into account for the salary for that position. So just there will be an over in that A budget going forward with that. Just a couple revenue things I just wanted to point out in the underutilization that if you look at is the county fair building, there will be just, it will look like there was not a lot of revenue brought in. But as you remember, we had that meeting earlier in the year where we needed to return some of the URA funds to true up that from the past. So that brought down revenue for the Fair Building that was brought in. And then there was also just budgeting for projects that could potentially happen with the URA as well. But those, there wasn't what we had anticipated potentially for that building. So the Fair Building will look underutilized at this standpoint because revenue is only at 14.5% of what was budgeted for that. So that will just, you know, kind of maybe catch your eye there. Another one is parks. Overall, the revenue, they're only at 73%. But as we've also discussed with that, a lot of that's related to the grant funding and the project out there that, you know, hopefully is going to be, you know, it seems that it's going down the road of working to get completion, you know, in the current fiscal year we're in. So there should be an anticipation of receiving those grant funding. So in theory, a better utilization for FY26 versus 25. I'm looking at that. From a positive note, with there was in the enterprise fund, looking at their revenue, they came in about $530,000 over what was budgeted, attributed to the fee increase that was implemented for FY25. So that was a good thing to see that actually, you know, panned out and came to fruition for what Director Loper thought that that would be. So that was a good thing to point out there from a revenue overage standpoint. Emergency management. That's one that I just wanted to point out. Additionally, a revenue, it looks like there's only 26.5% that was realized in that. But as discussed in a prior meeting that was with the board with Chief Hart and Christine, was that because of the expenses that were already kind of recognized during the year and already being at a higher capacity, they decided to wait and slow down on some of the projects for that into this kind of first quarter in FY26. So in turn, there wasn't grant money that was received for the EMPG for that. So that'll be the point of why emergency management's revenue is very low from what was budgeted. It was more of a decision to kind of delay to better anticipate and better handle the expenses related to that program. And then just a couple of the there's a couple smaller B budgets that went over, but those are related to court device, but that's all just dependent upon what services we need to provide. So that's something that is just purely outside, but if you were to look at it, that B budget is over. So it just probably be something that we will need to adjust to match that from our standpoint. And then also just related to the court device, the court facilities budget was over, but there is a little bit of a fund balance there related to that. Specific fund, and they were starting a project there, so that's just kind of budgeting and working to make sure that with the projects that are associated with updating, I believe the courtroom is being updated, or courtrooms, I believe. So there'll be an overage in that B budget for court facilities. And then one last thing I was just going to point out in just I touched on in Q3 was when you look at justice overall budget and that and take into account there wasn't that payment for pod six, that with justice their B budget was actually more at 94% utilization versus what is shown on the sheet, because we have to account that we didn't make that last pod six payment. And I just mentioned that in the last, so I just wanted, when you look at that budget, it actually is more fully utilized than it appears from that sheet there with that. And when you look at their, if you take that out as well, their overall with all of that is their budget was over with the pay, with, like I said, with the personnel costs. But during the FY26 budgeting process as well, and our office and trying to work with the sheriff's office, and I know we updated that to more, try to better account for, you know, the overtime and the 14-day shift periods and all that. So I believe in 26 we updated that to hopefully hopefully take care of that kind of discrepancy to make it line up a little bit better. But I just wanted to point that out.
There's a lot of moving points on that one for this fiscal year.
Yeah. And I know as well, just from my perspective, is better understanding, you know, the county in general, but specifically like the sheriff's office and how that works and working with them to better kind of understand and make that, you know, budget aligned with how it is, like you said, all those different moving pieces with the shift work, the overtime, and just everything kind of moving around. So in theory, hopefully that should be better in 26 from the A budget perspective of being at, you know, better understanding and a more, you know, better utilization. But there also won't be because they do have so many staff members, they took a large brunt of that health trust infusion. So that is also kind of wedged in there as well, participating in that. But overall, those were kind of just the main points I wanted in the few budgets that, as of this juncture, were over either A or B. Obviously, some of that could change in the next kind of week or so once we kind of get stuff finalized. But I guess I'll just stand if you have any questions on anything, or for myself or Sarah.
Greg?
Okay, I do have a question on all the transfers that we're moving around.
Yes.
I know we have juvenile probation on cigarette, we have the landfill admin fee for this year. How about all the other little ones? For example, the reason I'm asking is for myself, because part of my salary comes out of IT and 911. So when does that actually happen?
So I've already completed your transfer.
Okay.
So that you'll see that in your budget, that is charged to the sheriff's office. There was a transfer for $10,000.
Yep,
and so, then I think the facilities director, there was one for him as well between Weed and Pest. And so those are finished.
And those are transferred into the commissioner's budget?
Yes.
Myself. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because it shows it'd be overspent if we didn't have that transfer in place.
Right.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
And the 911?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. No, it's like we have to have this report, but the real report is after that we close on the 6th, and then we can figure where the dust settles.
Correct, and that's like also one of the anomalies. Like, was it 2 days ago, Monday or Tuesday, we finally got our sales tax, our last tax to show for the quarter. But I can report our overall sales tax that the county received. We did this last fiscal year, we did get $1 million more than we did last fiscal year, so that was an improvement. So that was
the right direction
in that. We did see some decreases in other things, like our liquor apportionment that we received, that was down, which we were warned that it could be down, and it came in that way, but that is a lot smaller percentage than the sales tax distro that we received, so that's still a good thing. But there's enough increase to take care of that liquor distribution shortage.
Excellent.
Chairman, I might have a question, and it relates back to what you touched on with EMPG. Mm-hmm. And I know there was some disappointment with the sheriff's office that grant didn't come through. Was there anything that we could have anticipated on that with the budgeting that would have, or was that just strictly a federal come down from that?
It's related to the federal, and then part of that's just the structure of the grant, how it is. Part of it is that grant, you know, you have to spend money to get money, but you get half back. And then the other part of that is just the, much like some of the grants, sometimes they have odd periods of when those grants are available. This EMPG is another one where it doesn't align with our fiscal year.
Okay.
So then that kind of makes it to where, you know, like Chief Hart was saying in one of the meetings earlier, that they're going to spend some money in this kind of first quarter of FY26, and they get reimbursement, because that's technically still part of what we actually budgeted in 25, because that grant window for the MPG goes over to, I think, the end of December, I think it was. Okay. Yeah, so it doesn't align. And then we have other grants here that end with our fiscal year and the ones that don't, and then it'll be similar. So it's always kind of a little bit of a floating target with that stuff and trying to apply it in the right year, and when we're requesting and accepting it, and just kind of having a better understanding of it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the work that you do. I know it's just appreciated. You guys are a great team with great leadership in there, and I appreciate Sarah's quiet, but she is one of the most dependable, pleasant, timely people that I work with as a commissioner, so I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you for your work, Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you. I also just appreciate, you know, anytime I have a question for anything, whether it's from you or Chief Rast or even, you know, Jen and her, Diana, they deal with me and answer my questions. So,
no, that's good. We hired you for your credentials, and we appreciate what you bring to Canyon County.
Yep.
So,
yep. Thank you.
I think we're working well as a team. So
yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Chairman. Oh, go ahead. You.
I was just going to say, Mr. Chairman, also, the clerk is also behind all of this as well.
Yes.
Really good job I think, managing his office, getting the right people in the right seat.
Yes.
A lot of credit goes to the clerk as well.
Yep.
Couple things, thank you. I just preview, it's somewhat tied to this report, just so you know, we are, we're moving over to UNA, a different power plan is, that transition is coming up soon. And right now, this report that you have, the formatting was something that Steve Onofre really helped with in generating, pulling the data from power plan. The intent with the transition to UNA is to be able to generate a report out of UNA that would meet the statutory requirements, but it might not be, might aesthetically not look identical to the report that you have. So I'm just giving you kind of a heads up that the next quarterly reports will have all the statutory requirements, but it just the format will be different. If you had a super strong opinion that the format stay the same, then there would be some maybe work involved on our end. We can talk about that just administratively offline if there's a preference on the formatting, but we'll meet the statutory requirement. So I think, as Kyle mentioned, just the sales tax from the state, we budgeted, I would say, responsibly, conservatively in the current year that we're already in right now, to match kind of the prior year. So we kind of have this lag of sort of budgeting what was actually received the prior year, but we're going to end this year, I don't know, 6% more than the prior year. I think that tracks a little bit with the state saw sales tax revenue. When I say the state is in receipt of sales tax revenue that was around that 5% increase. What goes to the general fund at the state is very different. So that was more doom and gloomy because they committed more sales tax distribution to other things, and then what was left filling the bucket of the general revenues was down. So that contributes to some of the confusion I think some citizens have, like, is sales tax down or up? It's up, but what landed with the state was slightly less than what they projected because of some other things. But the other thing to keep in mind is Canyon County, that distribution is based in large part on population. So there's a formula that that goes through. And I know that growth has some challenges and some, there's positives and negatives to growth. You have more people to serve, but the more the population grows in Canyon County, it adjusts that formula. So the distro that we get, so hypothetically, the state, let's say next year, let's say they got no increase over this year, but let's say Canyon County got bigger, we would still see an increase. So sometimes what we get is not going to align exactly with what the total receipts are to the state. So it's going to be dependent on some of those other factors. In Canyon County, our proportionate share, I believe, has gone up with our population increases relative to the rest of the state, because not all 44 counties are growing at the same rate, if that makes sense. So we're seeing a little bit more of that. So anyhow, when you look at the end of the report that Kyle, not the letter, but kind of I kind of look at the last page, the last two pages. There's the total county operations, which is on the sixth page, kind of in the middle. That's what is referring to. That's net of enterprise funds, net of ARPA, some of those moving pieces. And then you have on the final line, which is all funds, which includes ARPA, includes landfill. Everything is fully loaded in there. But the total all funds at the far end is that deficit is smaller than what the operational deficit is. And this does not account for, as he's mentioned, the last quarter of state revenues, which was it around 5 mil change? But some of that needs to be...
Yeah, that gets distroed out.
Some of it needs to get distroed out. So, but the landfill transfer also hasn't happened, but that won't increase revenue on the total funds because that's already realized, but it'll show... That transfer will show up on the operational funds, which is on page 6. So that $8 million deficit is going to tighten with that transfer plus the application of most of the state sales tax revenue. Most of it will end up under the operational funds. So, so we're happy. I think after we don't have to do another report because this is the quarterly report. But we're happy if with the final transfers maybe in another month. If you want to reach out, we could maybe, I don't know if we should put it on the record, just amend. We could just spit out a completed just in the same format. I think potentially we could do that, and maybe if that's helpful on the record to close out. There's no legal obligation to do that, right. But if it's just informative, we can.
I think it's, since it's good news, it would be great to have it on the record. And the other point about change of report, I wouldn't mind just having a workshop and showing us what the new software's report's going to be in comparison, and say, this is what it looks like now, and so we'll train everybody at the same time. And
yeah, sure, we can do that. And once, as I was telling the clerk earlier, thankfully we did this one now.
Right.
We have like 3 months to kind of work and figure out what
right.
the new software
it's
is.
Going
to
go
nice
on.
To play around with it, but I can attest that it will, at least from like a visual intake perspective, it will look a lot different.
Yeah.
But it'll, like he said, it'll still have the meat and potatoes in there that we need to have, so.
My only thought is that anybody from the public who is confronted by the new report in 3 months could be pointed back to a workshop that we talked this through on the record,
yep.
And that could probably be helpful to the public.
Yep. No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, we can, and then we could amend maybe the report actually, because we have to do a budget, end of year budget amendment. So we're waiting for the year to close out to know where the numbers settle on them. Just so you know, that's going to be teed up on your schedule as well.
Sure.
And there's going to be multiple transfers in that end of your budget amendment. And at that point, we would know exactly where we landed. So part of why we wait for that budget amendment is to see where we finally land, because then we're to the penny, to the dollar,
right.
Showing how much needs to be accounted for, especially on budget overages,
right.
Because we're going to have to transfer
right.
that. So.
Perfect. Super. Well, we have a plan. Thank you. Thank you for a good report and precise. We're getting spoiled, and it's a really good thing. So, any other comments or questions?
Nope. Just I did not mean to overlook the clerk. It is fun to have this. This
they do the work.
Well, in the 7.5 years.
Yeah.
But we did not have a quarterly report until Rick showed up. So that's kind of fun to see where we're at and
it is.
Meet the statutory requirement.
It's wonderful to be able to see the reports, and if there's questions to call
yeah.
and get the answer behind the scenes of what we're looking at when we have questions. So
yep.
Part's really
sure.
good. All right, if there's nothing else, I would make a motion that we adjourn.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned then. Thank you.